bantu.
Whoop, whoop. That's the sound of the police. Whoop, whoop. That's the sound of the beast. Whoop, whoop. That's the sound of the police. Whoop, whoop. That's the sound of the beast. Whoop, whoop. That's the sound of the police. Whoop, whoop. That's the sound of the beast.
Choices. The police, them have a nickel gun.
scores getting soft. Do you remember the time? I don't know. In fact, about 3 years ago, that was close to you and the first. And, I don't really hang out. There's some trouble doing shit like this. And then, you see a pump. Yeah, how you doing, man? That was really cool. Yeah, what happened, man? These days, you got those big pumps? I don't know. Yeah, how you doing?
Fuck Off, overproduced by Martin Hannett, take 4.
One day you'll realize yourself, one way saying for yourself. Get hardcore when you fight your hair, when Jackson lives inside your head.
Nuts, punks, nuts, punks, nuts, punks,
fuck off!
Nuts, punks, nuts, punks, nuts, punks,
fuck off! If you're gonna fight, get out of here! You ain't no better than the bouncers! We ain't trying to be police, so you ain't the cops, it ain't anarchy!
Nuts, punks, nuts, punks, nuts, punks,
fuck off!
Nuts, punks, nuts, punks, nuts, punks,
fuck off! Sometimes you're put what a man. They fight each other, the police they win. Stab your backs and drag your holes. Drag your bank if you got real balls. There's nothing close to God for cool. Realize things when you're school. Like country business, men and cops in the real bars. Making me the first to go.
Nuts, punks, nuts, punks, nuts, punks.
Fuck off!
Nuts, punks, nuts, punks, nuts, punks.
Fuck off!
You've been the first to go, you've been the first to go, you've been the first.
Welcome back to the Civil Disobedience Project. You're listening to Adam and Ariel, your favorite weekly hosts here. And if we're not your favorite, we should be.
Yeah.
And if you still don't like us, we probably wouldn't like you either.
We
so there. But we got the posse consisting of Jeff and Ariel. Jeff and Mindy. Ariel's already here. Mindy's in the back. She's kind of quiet today, but it's
she's a horror movie.
Yeah, she's a machine. She's going on about the horror movie. Yeah, and she's back there, and we were just chiming in. We got to get to a couple of subjects that we promised we'd get to today, but let me talk about some of the music we just played, because this is still half music and half politics. So we played, we started off with Rambling Rose by MC5, the mighty MC5 from Detroit. And I'm not going to get into MC5, because I'll start going crazy, getting up and kicking out the jams. And then after that, we had the Sound of the Police by KRS-One. Does everybody want to make the sound?
No.
All right, that's our sound. We're good. See, if KRS-One, if you're listening and you need samples, call us.
We
can do that on demand. We don't. We didn't even rehearse that. So if you need us for some samples, we got you down. I once got a call from KRS-One on my cell phone.
No.
Yeah, and I didn't believe it. I'm like at work, and I get this message like, "Yo, Adam, this is Chris." I'm like, fuck is Chris, you know? And like, this is KRS-One. I got your number. Like, he wanted to go visit Mumia, you know? And he called my phone.
Oh, what?
And he was so cool because he didn't have his people call. He called.
Yeah.
And he's like, he goes, "I am in the studio." He goes, "So if you call back, I might not be able to hear." He goes, "But if you talk to such and such, I gave them permission to set this up." So I called back and I had, you know, talked to his assistant or whatever from the Temple of Hip Hop. But it was so cool. I was like, what a cool dude that's like a hip hop legend that actually made his own phone call. And like left it because I had met him, you know, a little while earlier, and I was like, "Oh wow!" So anyway, that's how cool KRS-One is.
Yeah.
So yeah. Then my phone company erased the message because I was like keeping it. I don't know what for, just so I could like maybe show my friends, be like, "Dude, look." But anyway, after that, we had Hooked on Christ by Behind Enemy Lines. I love those guys. And Minor Threat with Salad Days and the Dead Kennedys, Nazi Punks, Fuck Off. I think that says it all. And then we played Casualties, Punks Unite. And we were just talking about Warped Tour. Ariel's going to be doing this Wednesday, an Axis of Justice booth at Warped Tour. Which one are you doing?
I don't know. It said Pomona.
Pomona. I think that's where the LA one is.
I like spot reads, so let me triple double check.
Okay, we'll put the info for up on the those folks that are coming, that are listening to Hot Topic. It's you know that they're getting their new gear for Warped Tour.
Yeah,
there will be an Axis of Justice table. And you should go check them out, and you should learn more. And you could talk to Ariel about what you heard on the show. And for the vegan kids that are going to be pissed, you can be there, and you can attack her personally.
You jump
Adam.
You
talk to Jeff.
Jeff. Yeah.
Jeff's got it under control. He's our...
He loves meat. Red, juicy.
Right.
No.
Jeff told us that he'll eat the vegan kids if they attack us outside. We're just going to fry them up.
I think he can.
On the barbecue.
Put a little A1.
No, I'd be too healthy still.
Too healthy. Yeah, you have to ask him, are you straight edge too? All right, you're in. We can cook you up. Donner party style. All right. But couple subjects. We're going to start off with the EZLN first. For those of you who had your head in a hole, if you're... And don't know, the EZLN and Subcomandante Marcos has issued a quotation or a communique, basically, explaining that they're on red alert in Chiapas. They're getting everybody out that's not, like, a local resident and aid workers and stuff. And basically what that's saying is they might have to go back to war because all the promises Vicente Fox and the government has been giving them were all a sham. Vicente Fox is just another agent for NAFTA and the WTO, and they gave him a shot. They didn't go through with it, so now the Zapatistas are up in arms again. And for those of you who don't know, this is something that's been going on since 94, and it has roots even further back than that. And it's a guerrilla movement that defies traditional guerrilla warfare. It's not Marxist, it's not Maoist, it's not Leninist, it's not even anarchist. It's pure EZLN, and they have their own ideology, and it's in their own...
way of their own political...
view community organizing, yet total democracy. It's really awesome. And so what we've done here at Kill Radio, thanks to the mighty Chris, is we're going to be putting up a thesis. And the thesis is my thesis that I wrote on the Zapatista movement. So for the folks that don't know about the Zapatistas, what we're going to do at Kill Radio is we're going to put out it's like a 60-page manifesto that tells you the who, what, where, when, why, and how of the ECLN. And it's also, I used that at the university to get, like, for a degree. And I'm putting it up on Kill Radio site. It's copylefted, which in the spirit of Woody Guthrie means that anybody copying, reproducing, or talking about it will be mighty good friends of ours. So we're encouraging people to float that around. So it's gonna. So talking to Chris, I emailed him a copy last night. We're going to probably put it up on the Kill Radio website. Website, that is, not a red site. A website, and you'll be able to download it online and check it out and look at it, and you'll be able to read it. And it should give you, if you're not familiar with EZLN, excuse me, it'll give you a quick update, 60 pages. You can be totally familiar with what's going on down there. If you are familiar with the EZLN, I think that you'll also like some of the conclusions that were drawn. Like, it's not just rehashed information, so there'll probably be stuff that you'll like as well. So we encourage you to check that out. So if you have anything else going, I don't like to rehash what exactly is going on in Chiapas. I would rather you go and go to an EZLN website or start reading some of the communiques of the Zapatistas yourself.
They have a lot of it on Indie Media. That's a lot of information.
Good.
You could, you know, check out links and things like that. Definitely, I mean, most people did get the whole, you know, this is not a farewell, you know, the communique.
Yes.
From
and if not,
from the Zapatistas. And it is a good thing to read the whole thing. I mean, because it has, like, major information, and it has, it kind of briefs, I think, everything you read about the Zapatistas, so it's going to brief on their history.
Yeah, it pretty
much.
And
to know their next step. But definitely get into, like, their whole, how they work as, a democratic union, just the way they organize, the way the vote comes down, no matter what, to the people. You know, like, Marcos, he's not the leader. He's just, you know, he's a speaker for them, but the leaders are within the own nation. And just the things they've done, it's unspeakable. If we have hours, I mean, we could totally break this down and talk about.
And maybe we will. But for right now, if you actually want to read the declaration that of the new Red Alert, we have it. And like you said, this is a Guerrilla Underground production, the Civil Disobedience Project. On the Guerrilla Underground, if you go to our website, guerrillaunderground.com, U-E-R-R-I-L-L-A, not one L or one R, that takes you to a snowboarding website, because for some reason, gorillas and snowboards now go together. I don't know how that works, but and those people always try to buy the domain name off me, and they can fuck off, because I'm not going to give a domain name to a capitalist company or whatever that's you know, just capitalizing on the term gorilla because it's a cool word. So we have that domain. You go to that domain, you go there, and there's a blog. The blog has news updates. It has the last show Aaron and I just did. You can download it, and on that blog page, it's hosted by Bad Poetry in Motion. You can also go on there and. Underneath one of the comments, there's a whole update on the Mumia Abu-Jamal situation. Underneath it, and it's written by Monica Moorhead from the Answer Coalition. Underneath her thing, there's a comment section. If you click on the comment section, the whole Zapatista communique is actually posted on there. I posted that comment on there because I was in rural hell, and I couldn't actually change the email, but I could change the blog. So underneath the comment section, you can check it out, and you can read the whole communique. And it's good stuff. So I encourage you to check it out. And also check out that thing Monica wrote. She's pretty hardcore. Even the folks that aren't necessarily down with the communist side of Answer, she writes well. And her whole writing is about Mumia. And it's a good essay. So it's published up there with no permission from anybody. But they won't yell at me, because if I ask them, they would let me do it. Because they're good people. And I like them. So, now, do we have anything you want to add to the Zapatistas?
Well, Adam.
I see you're, like, rifling through your stuff.
No, it's honestly, like, the information that I gathered is, like, the communique, and it has, like, past information. Like I said, I mean, sometime, maybe you guys could, what is this called? Blog us?
Yeah, you can, yeah, or you can Instant Messenger.
Yeah, like, you know, we're going to give you guys maybe, give them a week to read up on it, to whoever's listening out there, all, like, thousands of you guys. And then let us know, because then we can brief on something that you know about. Otherwise, it's basically us starting from the beginning, you know, to what's going on now. And it is, like he said, a struggle that started since January 1994, and what now has the Red Alert. And definitely read that, because that states about the Red Alert and also has information about that. I was just going to basically highlight some information, though, the, you know, communique. But, you know, like Adam said, he doesn't like to do that. So
you can. That doesn't mean.
No, but you can just still read it. No, honestly, I'll give them a week to go ahead and read.
Yeah,
it.
Yeah,
it'll
come get
back
you up to
tomorrow.
Speed.
I'm going to talk to you guys as if you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
you know?
That'll be better. That, because especially hopefully Chris will get that up this week, and know that the Civil Disobedience Project is sponsoring that thesis that will be floating. If you want it and it's not up on Kill Radio, if you email Ariel or myself, we'll attach it and just send it to you. We'll get it around. It's
with
not,
our, like, you know, awesome comments.
Yeah, and it's. I mean. We're like celebrities of the Civil Disobedience Project. When we walk out of the building, they're gonna, like, there's, like, people out there like the Beatles trying to tackle us and stuff while we run to the cars, you know.
Yeah.
That's not true either. The only person that's waiting out there is hopefully the Matrix. Remember The Matrix?
Oh, yeah, The Matrix.
This show's for Matrix, because he can get us anything that we need.
Red pill, blue pill.
And if you want to know where The Matrix is, all you have to do is walk to the corner of Subway Station here and ask for The Matrix, and he will come. That's what he says.
You know, I came across this awesome article. I'm going to have to let you guys know next week of where that got it from, because I don't remember. But it was talking about, like, the Zapatistas' view on the capitalism. It was, like, powerful. I mean, it's so strong, like, the stuff in here to even be able to go over some of the highlighted information. I'm sure most people are who listen to the show are, like, familiar with capitalism.
Gotta have some verse.
Yeah, neoliberal globalization.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, what did you say?
I was going to say something about neoliberalism.
Okay.
And globalization. The thesis that we're publishing has a whole chapter on neoliberalism and globalization and how Marcos views it. And in a big essay he wrote called The Seven Loose Pieces of the Global Jigsaw Puzzle. And the one we're going to be floating from here actually breaks it down from the Zapatista standpoint about it. And what you're saying probably is either just a new version or a continuation of that same philosophy.
Yeah, I'm sure, because their philosophy stays the same.
Yeah,
it's just different, you know, putting it out there for people who probably didn't get it, like, whenever else they sent it out. But definitely, I mean, it is, just like you said, it's powerful. It shows how their view on what you would call the market and just the whole system, the way it rolls and... I need you guys to read it.
Yeah, and here's the thing. For those people that are kind of, a lot of times, like, a lot of people are scared to read revolutionary writings because they equate it with Marx. Marx is very difficult to read, and you have to study it and do this. Subcomandante Marcos writes for the people. He's like the equivalent of reading, like, a very witty Howard Zinn or something. It's written, it's funny, it has references to pop culture in it. It's very not imposing information. It's good, it's easy, quick read, and you can follow it. So don't, like, see, oh, no, it's a communique. No, actually read it, because it's highly entertaining.
It is pretty easy to follow. I mean, you know, if there are certain big words in there that you don't get, just look them up.
Yeah, and it's...
But otherwise...
And Marcos, although he is, you know, was a philosophy professor and all that kind of stuff, he's got good information, if that's who he was, whatever, but we don't need to go into that. We could say he was a lot of different things, and it's just really irrelevant. But he's a great spokesperson, and he has a lot of the information. And when we come back here, we're going to play some more songs. The last topic we're going to be talking about then will be, of course, we'll probably talk about the last 15 minutes of the show. We're going to go back to the drafting and the...
There's some pretty funny information there.
Yeah, and it's pretty awesome. But I want to tell you guys, I'm going to give a plug, because a lot of people don't listen to us from around here. And like I said, I'm going to be gone. When Ariel's in here by herself, you should listen to the show and have a good time, because you'll have fun. And maybe Jeff can come in too. But I'll be gone, but here's where I'll be. If you want to know where I am, and I have this up on 286music.com, if you want to find where I'll be and come up and talk to me or punch me because I said something that offended you on the show, just please give me, like, a heads up first, you know, so I can put my face down, because I can't mess my face up. You know, I'm just so pretty. Yeah, my modeling career would just be... And plus, my nose has been broken so many times, like, I can't already breathe right out of it. So unless you hit it just right and open it so I can breathe right, then I'd prefer not to get struck again. But this Friday, we'll be at Club Vodka again in L.A. That'll be the last one. I know last time I told you it would be the last one, but we got asked again. So we're going to go play one more in town. And Ariel said she was going.
Are you opening for Poison?
That would be great if I was.
What is it? The keyboard or Guns N' Roses is going to
yes,
be there.
Yes, he will be there. And Yeah. It's great.
Uncle's cousin.
Isn't that place
brother.
Funny? It's the greatest place ever.
I love it though. No, honestly, it's
funny.
I like it.
Yeah.
Well, Cinderella's coming back out too. I saw that the Cinderella's gonna start touring.
Well, you know where they'll play.
No, they're playing at the San Manuel Bingo in San Bernardino.
But they're also gonna be playing at Vodka.
Oh, they're playing at Vodka?
No. No, we're just making fun. I don't know. God, everybody's gonna be down there. There's all these mullets.
Cinderella's at Vodka.
All these mullets are going to be going down there. I've seen some of the guys from Cinderella down there before, but just for the record, we don't sound anything like that. Like, we just play there and it goes well. Just so nobody.
Yeah, they're revolutionaries in the middle of, like, these metalheads.
Yeah, it's pretty funny. But we have enough guitar leads that they're happy about it. Like, it's cool enough.
They're playing. Adam's like, fuck the system, and then, like, they stop, and then the riffs go, and everything. Like, oh yeah.
They're like, wait a minute. Like, so it's this really weird kind of funny dynamic. But they're great to us there. There's always a great audience, and we have a lot of fun. It's my favorite place to play. Like, I take it back. The Anarchy Library in Downey, California is also really fun to play, because that's where the guy who's all doped up took my microphone from me to sing songs that he never heard before, and he was good. It's something.
Shows Adam's unique talent. Yeah, it was that, like, a guy who doesn't know the words.
could like sing. Yeah. And it was all because he was in the parking lot and I gave him a CD and he brought like all these people and he was telling them, oh man, I've seen these guys like five times here. We had never played there before. And he was like, and I gave him all my drink tickets too so he could get drunk because we got free tickets, you know, to drink. And I gave
him
to this guy.
Did you guys get drink tickets the last time at Club Vodka? How much did you guys get?
I don't remember.
Did you use them?
Yeah.
You know, our
try
tab,
to pry a drink no, ticket away tab, from her.
Our tab came to like $50.
Yeah,
their
drinks are not cheap there. I highly recommend. I call it the 40-ounce intoxication on the corner before you arrive and go in.
Normally that's what we did, but we were feeling classy that night.
You were classy.
We were feeling classy.
Yeah, no, we use the drinks. Yeah, we use the drink tickets, and we do have a minimum. Before we go on stage, we call it a three drink minimum, which for Martina and Nikki weigh like 120 pounds. Like three drinks could seriously
that's like alcohol them, poisoning.
Yeah, they could nail them. No, actually, they could probably drink more than me because I'm no drinker.
Their whole system is dedicated to like the immunity of alcohol.
Yeah, they're awesome. Like they have a whole setup. So if you ever come by our practice space, we have a cooler in the corner, not a cooler, a refrigerator, and it's like always like if you walk in the room and like you're the last person. And nobody had beer in the room. They're just like, hey, what are you talking about? You're supposed to bring. And I never bring any because I'm cheap like that.
He likes Blue Ribbon.
Yeah.
Pabst.
No, it's Old English 800.
Oh, the malt.
That is my brand. I drink it in a body a bottle 40-quarter can to quote NWA.
I was about to say, you've been sitting listening to NWA.
Yes.
No, that was a stereotype.
Well, I'm drinking the stereotype. I'm being it because I'll put it in my little bag and I'll sit on the corner. And drink my stereotype.
Drink
actually, the last time I was at the Axis of Justice show, I was drinking a 40 on the corner when Tom came out, and Pete and I were out there talking to Tom on the corner.
Oh, really?
We were sitting on the corner drinking a 40-ounce walking by, and I was like, hey, Tom. And he's like, he looked at me, he's like, shit, man. He's like, you're a long way from Pittsburgh, you know, and I'm like, what are you doing? I was like, well, you know, aside from drinking a 40-ounce on the corner, waiting to go to the show, you know. That's where I first met Ariel and Jeff, too. So that was pretty cool. But that story has nothing to do with anything. Let me get back to the subject. The 14th of July, you can see me in Phoenix, Arizona at Jugheads. And these are all on the website. I'll be in Austin, Texas on the 15th, McAllen, Texas on the 16th, Louisville, Texas on the 17th. Then on Monday, I'm going to take off and hide somewhere in the Bayou country. Then Tuesday, I'll be in New Orleans. Then be in Memphis. And I'm going to jump the walls of Graceland. To see Elvis. I can't stand Elvis's music, but I think I should jump in the walls
with
Graceland.
That's another thing. They're just going to so kick your ass when you walk out of here.
Yeah. Because I just pissed somebody off that's going to be like, you just bitched Elvis?
Now you're going to have Elvis fans out there waiting to kick your ass.
Well, we got Michael Jackson off by touching the statue at our show. For those of you don't know, we have a special statue that comes to the shows, and if you touch it, they have different prices. The Hollywood price is $1, and you can put a little sign. That's $1. If you're at like a punk place, it might go down to a quarter or something because, you know, we like you guys better anyway. But the Hollywood place, it's $1. And if you rub it, good things happen to you. Like, for example, I was on it was on the boulevard there, the Sunset Boulevard, if you want to sing a System song.
Sunset Boulevard.
Yeah. and Michael Jackson rubbed it, and that's how he got off. So for those, and
hey, what's his name was on Sunset the other day? Who was it?
The Scientologist? They're all over.
On the costumes, I can't remember.
Chewbacca.
Oh, Chewbacca, no, Marilyn Monroe.
And Elvis. That was
on
Hollywood Boulevard.
For those of you who don't live in L.A., see what you're missing. But we'll get back to that. And again, then I'll be in Nashville on the 21st, Atlanta, Georgia on the 22nd, and then back to Johnson City, Tennessee on the 23rd. Then I'll be back in L.A. for a show in Long Beach sometime in August or something.
You're doing a show in Long Beach?
Yeah.
Oh.
Do you know who recorded their most famous album in Long Beach? Fucking Iron Maiden did.
Oh, okay.
Long Beach Arena, Live After Death, Iron Maiden.
Metal.
Recorded because they stopped in the middle, and Bruce Dickinson's like, Long Beach, can you hear me? So you bet your ass when I'm playing in Long Beach, we're stopping in the middle of the set, I'm going to say,
Long Beach, can you
scream for me, Long Beach? And
with
somebody in the
metal
crowd,
fist at
somebody
his...
will know. There'll be somebody in the crowd who'll know what I'm talking about.
We will, because he just told us.
Yeah, and anybody that listens to the show will know. And we'll bond, and it'll be a special unity.
Yeah.
But until then, let's get back to some Rancid, and we're going to play Roots Radicals, one of my favorite Rancid songs. Then we're going to play some Crass and some other stuff. Enjoy.
Took the 60 bus out of Dr. Campbell Benzonato. He was on there, he was waiting for me. While the punk rockers and the moon stompers who out on the corners where they spared for change. I started thinking, you know, I started drinking. I don't really remember too much of that day. Something struck me funny when we ran out of money. Where
the roots, a radical. Skip on the boat, you know I'm a radical. Skip on the boat, the roots, a reggae on my stereo. The radio was playing, then the techno was singing. On a 43 bus as we climb up the hill. Nothing ain't coming from the reggae trolling. And we all come from one of the old acid. Why even bother here? Pick up the bottle. There's a bus driver, please let his people on. Rude girl care was a miniskirt girl. My blurry fish is on the payroll. With the music execution and the talk of revolution, we tend to where to go. Give us the boot, the roots, the radicals. Give us the boot, you know I'm a radical. Give us the boot, the roots, the reggae. Campbell Benzonato, he was on there, he was waiting for me. While all the punk rockers and the moon stompers, they're out on the corners, let us have a chill. Cause the radio was playing, then the thicker was singing. Like the 43 was as we climb up the hill. Good girl care was a miniskirt girl. My blurry vision saw nothing wrong. With the music execution and the talk of revolution, if we tend it. Give up the boot, the roots, a radical. Give up the boot, you know I'm a radical. Give up the boot, the roots, a reggae on my stereo. Give up the boot, the roots, a radical. Give up the boot, you know I'm a radical. Give up the boot, the roots, a reggae on my stereo.
Fucking run, I don't really live on that farm. Got me some hair from the rock seat.
I like crack.
Actually, you didn't hear anything that I just said because I had the volume turned down. We are back at the Civil Disobedience Project, and we just started out with Roots Radicals by Rancid and Band from the Roxy by Crass, and there's Ariel, Deja Vu, who is a...
I'm a Crass fan.
A new Crass fan. And,
I'm a hardcore Crass fan.
After that, Attitude by the Misfits, which is, of course, the legendary Danzig, who someone in this room has met twice now. Is that correct? Yeah. Yeah. She was there, and she met Danzig. And actually, the last show we were at... Okay, no, I'm not even getting into that.
No, Adam.
We've got a subject. Then we had Birds by the Butt... Birds by the Butthole Surfers. And now we're going to turn this over to Ariel, who's going to be talking a little bit about...
military recruitment.
Military recruitment in the high school and what this means to profiling.
Yeah. Okay, so I did some research, and I came across some good information. Basically what it is, I don't know if many people have heard about it lately. If it's been on the news, I don't really...
Yeah, because it was attached to a bill that nobody knew. It was just kind of attached to a bill.
Yeah.
It was a famous...
But little do we know the fact that there, with the No Child Left Behind Act, which some people may be familiar with the No Child Left Behind Act, the when it was signed, when it went through, or whatever the hell may happen, it already gave, like, the rights to military recruitment to go. It's mainly in schools that are funded, that have some type of special funding, to go in and get the records of the high school students for recruitment, you know, economic recruiting, where it's just, like, based on ethnicity, based on, you know, your scores. It is your scores of your, WSAT tests. You remember those little tests we used to take in high school? Basically, it's your scores based on that, and, that's how they decipher of whether or how to come to you and how to come to your parents as far as military recruiting. And what they do is they threaten the schools to where if they don't turn over the information, then they take away the school's funding. So some of your children's information has already been, you know, given out. But recently a marketing corporation, independent marketing corporation called BeNow. And they are looking into working with them as to getting information database of anybody, college students, 16 to 18 years old, from your social security number, your age, where you live, any type of information that they could use as, you know, you being recruited. Because, I mean, of course, we do know that the military has quotas that they must reach.
And they're down. And
yeah, they're very much so down.
And rightfully so. Nobody, I mean, normally the biggest incentive for military is that it pays for education and college. And And what's happening is now these people are saying, no, now to get that college money, I have to go get shot at in Iraq and participate in a stupid war that doesn't have any basis, and no one's joining the military for that reason. Because as soon as we get out of this one, if Retard is, you know, has any more influence, he'll be going after the axis of evil somewhere else, which probably Korea, starting another war of conquest somewhere. And basically, nobody wants to sign up for that. And politicians don't want their kids going either, so they're targeting the kids who have lower test scores from lower socioeconomic backgrounds, where military could be a way for them to, quote, better themselves, like, from society standpoint. And that's who they're targeting.
Well,
right now.
And they've lowered the time that you have to spend there, because now, what is it, there's a minimum, there was a 2 years, now it's 15 months you could go.
Yeah.
They are recruiting for you out there, people who just came out of drug rehabilitation, you know, no high school diploma, you know, they're recruiting basically
halfway
anybody.
House.
Anybody. Oh, no, there is honestly
prison,
an example. In Ohio, two recruiters signed up a 21-year-old man with bipolar disorder. Who's just released from a psychiatric ward.
And before, they didn't... if you had asthma, you couldn't go.
Yeah, now, though... I mean, if you're
now
just a
so
number, you know...
They're
they're just...
in a wheelchair.
It reminds me... My dad explained to me during the Vietnam era that, you know, a lot of times parole boards and those kind of things said, yeah, you can... We'll let you out on parole during the Vietnam era, but you have to go to Vietnam. And... you have to go to war, basically, and that was like part of your parole,
and
or part
how some
of
people,
and it's still
citizenship as well, you know, fighting for this country, as you could say. But this is for all the NASCAR fans.
NASCAR
fans. Okay, the military has now upped the budget to like $16 million they spend. One of their main targets is NASCAR fans. So if you go to NASCAR races, you notice that, like, at NASCAR races, there's always like military recruiters there. Well, that's their new target now.
Well, yeah, because that's God and country, man.
Exactly.
NASCAR is based
on. So NASCAR is the target market. I mean, they spend, like I said, over $16 million on recruiting for NASCAR fans. So
it's beautiful.
You know, exactly. And the marketing company BeNow that the government is is working with also has a system with Tower Records to where when you go buy CDs, they keep track of your CD purchase, your DVD purchase, and it has all your information. So they quote unquote know how to better, you know, service you as marketing towards marketing, you know. But what the question is whether the Pentagon is going to tap into that and use that information because it's like the same
sellout.
Company.
I've got record. We get stuff at Tower in Santa Monica, and I feel
really?
Like a sellout.
Really? So now, yeah. So
now I'm
like,
a sellout. You can check our barcode.
Yeah,
sorry.
We're not trying to get sued here, but, you know, with Tower Records, they have your database. They keep your database for, you know, marketing purposes.
Your little barcode.
Yeah, exactly. But with me now, the thing is that they're going to use your social security number. They're going to use your email. Your social security number first and foremost. That's the biggest concern because this information, they have no privacy policy on their websites. This is just a marketing company, you know, yeah. So they're not like our number one thing is we're going to have your info, but our privacy is number one. That's not the case.
No, it's so, demographic targeting. Easy.
Exactly. Exactly. So you have like identity theft to worry about. You know, you have, they can sell this information to other people and it just totally violates Privacy Act. Completely violates the Privacy Act. So,
which is legal. Thank you, Patriot Act. And thank you the people that have pushed the Patriot Act and the people who say, I don't see any problem with it. They're just not understanding it from a broad scale. I was talking to a Patriot Actor. I'm going to call them Patriot Actors.
I think I said Privacy Act, whatever.
Yeah, Patriot Actors. And they're like, hey, I don't have any problem with them wiretapping these bad guys. And it's like, well, those John Wayne personalities that grew up watching, like, the bad guys in white hats and the good guys, if that were a perfect world and you knew who the bad guys and the good guys were, then wiretapping would be fine. But
yeah,
that's
be a good
not
system.
The case. Like, yeah.
Yeah,
who gets wiretapped? That's what I want to know. I talked to, when I was at home, and Mindy in the back, you'll appreciate this one. I saw one of the narcs that tried to bust us for drug trafficking, for being in a punk band. Hmm. That's what it was, but we were target of drug trafficking. And they sent this guy down there who I went to college with. Mm-hmm. Is an undercover narc. I'm like, dude.
Hippies don't wear wingtips.
I'm like, dude, you're a narc. I know you're a narc. I know you, you know? And I saw him, like, in a public place, and I was like, and of course, when I see him, I make a big deal. I'm like, hey, man, how you doing? You know, and I have to go over and talk
yeah.
to him. And he was very polite and stuff. But the funny thing is like, his job was targeting us. We were just a little anarcho-punk band, you know, nothing else. Yeah, maybe the guy smoked some weed every now and again. Ooh. But under the Patriot Act, you could tap us. You could, like, send narcos in. You could do all kinds of stuff. And it was all legal, and there was nothing we could do about it. Like, we knew they just sat there and watched us. Like, said, wave to him out in the car. You know, hey, guys. You know?
we knew.
But anyway, so if you don't see a problem with that, it's because it's never happened to you or to someone else.
Or you
that
think
you know.
It hasn't happened to you, but
right.
you know, we don't have a bigot's privacy policy as people
yeah.
think that
Big
America
Brother's
does.
Watching and they're watching
that's
closely.
When you're born, you get that thing called a social security number.
They
that,
know
that's
you
all
exactly.
You are.
Your
that's
number.
How they keep track of you.
But anyway, so there are ways to get your children's information in your information as well, because college students, hello, you know, I thought it myself it was just towards use, but reading it's for college students, for anybody. I mean, if you buy at Tower Records, you could possibly be up for this, but you can go to the military free zone.
Which
and
shouldn't
download
sway
it.
You from buying 286 CDs at Tower
no,
Records.
I
like,
mean,
you should still buy those.
You can
there.
Still buy those, but if they ask for your name, number, now that's now oh, we no. know sometimes where you go places, you're wondering why the hell are they asking
no,
for
I
all
just
of my information.
Just tell me the fucking stuff, man. Don't
yeah,
do that,
it's yeah. like, you know, you're going to be getting a bunch of shit. But anyways, you can go to Military Free Zone. You can download the opt-out form. Send it in. Send it to your, what is it, the school board, school district. You know, take it to wherever the hell you may be. And that will honestly, just like with the for telemarketing, what is it, the do not call
yeah,
list. It's
yeah.
the same kind of thing.
But most people
not,
aren't aware. Most people
yeah,
don't know
exactly.
enough to do that. So,
but that only works to get you off of the whole school recruiting. That does not work at all to get you out of the database. That's going to happen if that goes through regardless. But that'll help get your students and yourselves information out of the whole database situation. So. Yeah.
If I may, totally off subject, but just talking about keeping track. But in San Bernardino and Riverside counties, they're now trying to pass a bill where you can't purchase Sudafed and Aleve and stuff anymore over the counter. They're trying to do it to where
we're the crystal meth capital.
Yeah, because it's got pseudoephedrine and people are deriving crystal meth for it from those over the counter common cold products. And just
this is gonna
yeah.
just because we're on the subject of keeping track of people, now they're trying to say that when you go to purchase it over the counter, you have to show
take
ID and have to take your information and want your driver's license and your address. So if you purchase so much of it, you know, like a massive amount, that then they're like, oh, well, he must be using the pseudoephedrine.
So if you have allergies or migraines, you're fucked.
Yeah.
You're like, can I say that?
It's just another example of the system keeping track of you. It's just they're trying
yeah.
to
yeah. Well, they did that. they do that to people with OxyContin. There was, you know, doctors prescribed it to people who had legitimate problems that warranted pain medication like OxyContin. Then the fiends got a hold of it on the street, and when people started doing OxyContin on the street, the solution is, well, we'll just take it all away. I knew guys that were, like, addicted to the stuff because their doctor gave it to them from, like, accidents they had in the mind. And then the doctor all of a sudden just walks in one day and goes, oh, yeah, the government's not going to let you have that medicine that I prescribed to you anymore. And he's like, why? He's like, oh, well, people on the street are abusing it.
Yeah.
And that's basically to regulate, like, so they these people that...
It's only directly coming from them.
Yeah, and it was really funny. Like, you know, it's like, if it was so bad, why was it prescribed in the first place? And if not, so it's just a weird cycle.
They have to re-regulate it to where it goes through them, so where they're making the money. Right. That shit got too much on the streets. It's like, that's their drug, damn it.
Yeah.
They're going to make it from it.
Exactly. But that's what they call that hillbilly heroin.
Yeah.
It's the OxyContin. Well, we're coming to a close here at the Civil Disobedience Project, and we're going to upload the show, although it's going to take 20 minutes.
Of our life.
To upload.
Of this beautiful 4th of July.
Yes. And we're gonna end. We have a choice.
Doomsday.
We're gonna ask the people in the room what they want to hear.
I want to hear...
Well, you don't have that many choices. Hang on. You have a choice. Load it up. We have Corporal Bate Duchamp's Army that nobody knows in this room except for Mindy. Join the Army by Suicidal Tendencies, which really is just what we should end on because it makes sense since we're talking about the military. You want to just do that one?
Yeah, might as well.
Okay. We're going to pick Join the Army because that's what all this recruiting's about, and they want you to join the military. And we
you
encourage
get
you...
boots.
Yeah, you get free boots. And I think we'd all be better off to join Mikey Muir and the Suicidal Army. So for this 4th of July, I'm encouraging all of us to empty out a pool and go skateboarding when you're big old school skateboard.
An independence
it's thing. Right. And we're going to have join an army. But I'm joining the Suicidal Army. And this is Adam, Ariel, Jeff, and Mindy in the Civil Disobedience Project. Next week, come on down. Hopefully Friday we'll see you down at Vodka with your leather pants,
show.
Mullets,
and
have a good time.
Metallic shirts.
Yes. It'll be great. And hear revolutionary music mixed with... I don't know
the
what
White
you're
going to... White Snake Reunion.
We only can cross our fingers and hope. We can only hope.
We're going to upload this. We hope to see you there. If not, next Monday we're going to have a very special guest. Ken, the King Street Gorilla Roadie is going to be here. Kenny's going to be here, so...
Never met him, but I heard a lot of
stories. And you guys will all know Kenny when you're done. If you want to read some stuff, Ken has to say, go to the Gorilla Underground, the section called Tales from the Street Gorilla. That's Kenny's section. And he's going to break it down to us next week because he'll be here, providing that he gets on the bus on Friday.
He doesn't forget to get on the bus.
Which could be a possibility. So here we go. Join the Army.